Mayor Brian Patterson brought a motion to council at their last meeting in response to the recent breakdown of Canada-U.S. trade negotiations. The U.S. recently imposed additional tariffs of up to 50% on $20 billion worth of Canadian goods. Entitled Buy Local, Buy Canadian, the motion is aimed at encouraging residents and businesses to choose local or Canadian-made products and services. The motion also directs that the city will promote local businesses, work in partnership with organizations like the Greater Kingston Chamber of Commerce, Kingston Economic Development, Tourism Kingston, Kingston Accommodation Partners, and the Downtown BIA, and explore other opportunities for collaboration. This is not the first motion of its kind to reach council since the start of U.S.-Canada trade tensions. But recent escalation encouraged Mayor Patterson to rebroach the subject in council chambers.
This is not the first time that we have looked at a motion along these lines. It was, I believe, in February of 2025 when we realized that the relationship with the United States had changed under the Trump administration, and at that point that we were entering a new era of trade tension and tariffs. I think it is fair to say that in the last couple of weeks, that trade tension has gone to a whole new level. In the words of our Prime Minister, we are at war because we were attacked. This is an important statement from our council, I think showing solidarity with the Prime Minister and with the country and the need to be able to push back against incredibly aggressive and unreasonable demands from the U.S.
According to Mayor Patterson and councillors, while Kingston has been spared from many direct impacts, local businesses are still already feeling the effects.
I've spoken with many business owners, some of our small and medium-sized businesses, that are struggling just with the sheer uncertainty of what is going on right now and the challenges and the difficulties, everything from managing hiring decisions, investment decisions, supply chains. This is an incredibly difficult time for many of our businesses. And so, as you can see, one of the critical parts of this is really an encouragement to our community to once again pull together in the midst of this very challenging moment to make sure that we are supporting one another. And so a Buy Local, Buy Canadian movement, I think, is incredibly important here in Kingston.
We were already feeling these effects. If council recall, two months ago, Invista laid off a number of staff or employees, and a lot of that was already the pressures being felt by the tariffs. And our small, medium-sized employers are already feeling it. I've met with a number of them, had a lot of concern being brought forward in regards to their own supply chains and what they're feeling.
I've been hearing a lot from business owners, from employees about their concerns. We've been hearing it for some time. But at the end of the day, I mean, I'm concerned about business owners, but I'm really concerned about employees and just the average working person that's going to be affected by this, that's already being affected by so many other affordability issues.
The motion also directs that a tariff working group be created with representatives from the local business community, community partners, and organizations.
It really is just a matter of pulling together the great work that is already happening in our community, putting people around the same table, sharing knowledge, and making sure that we are all speaking from the same songbook, that we are communicating well to our community and beyond, so that we can demonstrate the resilience that I know exists in Kingston, that we can get through this, that we can demonstrate that at the end of the day, we can come out stronger on the other side of this, understanding that there are choppy waters ahead of us to navigate.
In discussion, councillors noted the importance of making this group inclusive of all sectors that will be impacted. Mayor Patterson affirmed that cross-sector collaboration is the goal of the working group, and that the endeavor is something the city has experience in.
I would just love to see cross-representation. I think the city is no longer just a tourism city. We are a much fuller, wholesome city with many lenses and viewpoints. And I think that working group will provide good guidance and ideas for helping to navigate the very choppy waters.
It can't just be about the tourism industry. We have to look at our farmers. We have to look at our farmers' markets. We have to look at other vendors, smaller businesses. And I know that, you know, that representation will ultimately be there, but it's always important to emphasize nonetheless.
But I think during the pandemic about the Kingston Economic Recovery Team, how we brought in the nonprofit sector, we brought in really anybody that was being impacted either directly or indirectly. And so we would look to do the same thing again.
Councillors also made a point to mention Kingston's American allies across the lake. Just last week, Mayor Patterson, MPP Ted Hsu, and MP Mark Gerritsen sent a letter thanking the city of Rochester for passing a declaration reaffirming the name of Lake Ontario, following comments made by the president suggesting a rebrand to Lake America.
I think if you would have told me a decade ago that President Trump would be renaming Lake Ontario Lake America and putting tariffs on Canada, I'd have thought we were talking about a movie or some other planet. I want to just sort of emphasize that I know a lot of Americans, and I have a lot of relationships and friendships with a lot of Americans, and they don't support what the American administration is doing. They don't support the tariffs. They don't support renaming a Great Lake. Many of them are just as horrified. There's a lot of sensible people in the United States, perhaps not in the administration, but certainly average, decent, hardworking Americans who just want to get back to normal.
I think it's very important, as you say, to emphasize the continuing ongoing friendships and relationships that we have with communities south of the border. Just yesterday, I joined MP Gerritsen and MPP Hsu in sending a formal thank you letter to the city of Rochester that passed a proclamation reaffirming it as Lake Ontario, which again, you know, they're sticking their necks up, obviously, but it matters to them. And we know we have other good relationships with the city of Syracuse, with Watertown, with other communities. And so I do think it's important, as much as we are pulling together in a bi-Canadian and bi-local approach, that it is not in any way a reflection on our relationship with those communities that, quite frankly, know better and are very supportive of us in this fight.
It was made clear that the city is bracing for difficult times ahead.
This is going to be painful. We have to be prepared that this trade war could go on for some time. Fortunately, compared to some other communities in the province and across the country, we have been spared much of the direct effects of this new round of tariffs. But make no mistake, we are not immune from the indirect effects from this tariff war, which will be substantial.
But with unanimous support for the motion, council seemed optimistic that Kingston will rise to the occasion, and these tumultuous times will pass.
One thing I have really understood about Canadians from coast to coast is, regardless of our diversity and our differences, and there are many from left, center, and right, from many different walks of life, is how well we can band together when we need to. How well we've got each other's backs when we have to. I just want to say I know we will get through these hard times, and I think normal is going to come back. And I think it'll come back with a vengeance. Maybe it won't be the same as it was before, but I still think that there's an old saying, America does the right thing when they've exhausted all other options. I think they will go back to doing the right thing. And I think I want to just send a message to our American people who don't support this president that we're waiting for normal to return.
You know, we're seeing people pull together in all sorts of ways that are amazing, frankly, that we, through this motion and through action as council and through the city, can help to encourage that in a more structured way in our community with all the people, businesses, and wonderful, wonderful minds and hearts that are here.
Let's get to work supporting our community. I too look forward to the day when saner heads will prevail and we'll be able to get on with the benefits of trade that is a win-win and makes everyone better off.
For now, as Canadians prepare to navigate these choppy waters, Council's message is clear.
Buy local, buy Canadian.
For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.